This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A massive spending bill funding much of the federal government was approved by the House of Representatives yesterday evening. The final vote was 242-176, and the so-called omnibus bill, worth hundreds of billions in federal spending, now moves to the Senate, where its prospects are uncertain. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
The main purpose of appropriations bills is to allocate money to agencies and programs to do the work of the federal government. This omnibus bill funds everything from public education to the FBI and the State Department. But it also funds thousands of small local projects around the country. And the first to attack Republicans for these so-called earmarks in the bill are fiscally conservative Republicans, like Congressman Jeff Flake of Arizona.
Under Republican control, we have gone, I believe in 1994, from about 2,000 earmarks per year to over 10,000. And that is not the way that we ought to conduct business. I think that it's going to come back to bite us. It well ought to.
Democrats are pouncing on these projects, too. Illinois Democrat Rahm Emanuel charged Republicans with turning the federal treasury into an ATM machine for special interests.
$50 million to build an indoor rainforest, $90,000 for an olive fruit fly research in France, $75,000 for a North Pole transit system. All this while we refuse to increase college assistance and Pell Grants for middle-class families.
But House leaders say earmarking has its uses. Majority Leader Tom DeLay of Texas says it's the way the system works.
There is a fundamental difference in how we approach earmarks. We learned early on in the majority, when we had a Democrat president, that the Congress, being the third branch of government, had the right to direct spending to our districts rather than wait on some bureaucrat to decide whether it was a useful project or not.
Many Democrats counter that diverting federal money to local programs is unfair and sets up a system where whole regions could have better health departments or libraries, for example, not because they're more needed or deserved, but because the local congressman is more powerful. Majority Leader DeLay said this omnibus bill is important for another reason. DeLay said it holds the line on federal spending growth, which has been ballooning in recent years. But the top Democrat on the House Appropriations Committee, Wisconsin's David Obie, said the idea of Republicans holding the line was laughable.
This is the same Congress, and this is the same White House that has shown so much fiscal responsibility that in 3 short years they've taken us from a $230 billion surplus to a record $375 billion plus deficit. That's some fiscal responsibility.
And many conservative Republicans sympathize with that point, but not enough to keep the omnibus bill from passing the House, where Republicans have a solid majority. The bill goes to the Senate now, though, which is a different story. There, Republicans hold only the slimmest of margins, and it will only take one person to force a drawn-out, full-blown debate on the omnibus bill. That one person is expected to be Senator Robert Byrd of West Virginia. He's signaled he will force a debate which could last into 2004. All of this while the federal government is more than 2 months into the very fiscal year the bill is written to pay for. Right now, government agencies and programs are running on what's called a continuing resolution that extends last year's budget into this fiscal year. House Appropriations Chairman Bill Young of Florida said if debate on new funding lasts into January, it would hurt programs that need new money.
There are some important items that need to be passed now, today, and not in January or February. Because if we were to operate under a continuing resolution until late January or sometime in February, there are some important funding issues that would not be resolved.
Young cited as examples the proposed increases for veterans' medical care, public education, and counterterrorism programs. But Young's urging doesn't seem to have changed any minds in the Senate. When the omnibus bill hits the floor there today, Senator Byrd is expected to be there to meet it. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.